Hallelujah.
Denny, you got a song?
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm going to a better place.
Amen.
Feel for those that want to stay here trying to save the planet. Amen. Save it for what? Judgment.
Yep.
Right. Glad to be back.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
I want praise the Lord. There wasn't very many when I was playing the guitar, and I looked up, and the whole house was
playing. Y'all
be here. Amen.
Fill it up.
I'd like to do this one for Mitchell this morning. I was supposed to do it a couple weeks ago in here.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. Me and God.
Amen.
Yeah.
I would stand up and testify for God.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you. I've done this since I was blind. You know, that song Danny just sang, Me and God.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I turned against God when he took my wife and he didn't take me with her. I did. I really questioned, but I know we're not supposed to question God.
Bless him.
You know what I did? And he showed me that I had a place here. I had something
to
do. Yeah.
That purpose.
Right. Yeah.
And you know what? I thank him for speaking to me. I thank him for when I lay down my bed at night and I get a clear line between him and me. It's just like me and my son was sitting there talking. You know, he'll talk to you. You got to listen to him.
Yeah.
Little quiet, still voice, but he will speak to you, and I'm thankful that he does.
Amen.
I love him, and I love this little church, and I'm so proud this little church is growing. I always work so hard
for him.
And God did it now, and he's working with us, and I give him praise every day for it.
Amen. Yes.
I love each and every one of you, and I want y'all to pray for me. I need your prayers. My eyesight is not completely back, but he told me to come back in 3 weeks, and he probably set me in with a pair of glasses to where I can make their faces out from here to a full bend. Everybody in these first 3 rows right here, I can see their faces, and I can tell what they look like.
Amen.
But past that, you're just faded out to me. But you know what? I don't care. I still love you. I may not love you. You walk by and take me by the hand or take me by the shoulder. This young man sitting right here in front of me last week blessed me so much. He walked by and put his hand on my shoulder.
Amen.
And he said, I didn't know you were blind. And I said, well, I was. But now I see.
Amen.
I thank God for that. This is my second time to see.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Last week, you know. Well, I was blind and now I see for the second
bless
time.
Bless his heart.
I remember when I got saved.
Bless
Lord, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Bless Amen.
And I love you guys. I love you.
Bless you, Brother Ed.
Yes, Amen.
Yeah.
that Josh Turner song.
What?
That Josh Turner song.
I just did.
Huh?
Which one?
The one that's over there in that folder.
Oh, you talking about Jamie Johnson?
Yeah, Jamie Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
You know, I want to thank the Lord for being here. And I've had a rough week this
Where's
week.
She coming?
We've had a lot of people that went on to see the Lord.
Yeah.
And also, we had a real good friend. We went to school with her, and she passed away. And also, her son now, Wayne, is real bad. I talked to Beverly last night, and he's not doing well with the death of his mama. But also, y'all remember Shane Mann, that's our brother's, that's his grandson. They found out he's got 3 lesions on his brain, and they thought he might be going into MS. And Carol said to remember her in prayer this morning.
Amen.
And also, Travis Mills, I don't know if any of y'all know him, but they took him off the vent, and it's just a matter of time for him.
Mm.
So I'm really down this morning because we've lost so many good loved ones.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Bless you, Sister Carolyn.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord. Behind me.
about y'all. If that didn't do nothing for you, boys, something wrong.
Amen.
I'm like Rita. Want to worship the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You talking about one worthy. You know, I don't claim to be any great singer. I don't claim to be any great preacher. I will tell you this. I know Him. He loved me. Gave Himself for me. I want to lift up praise to Him. I want to lift up your songs and testimony. I mean, buddy,
amen.
If there ever was one worthy, that's one we want to worship.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You ain't
going
to take away.
No. As a matter of fact, I just assumed you did. I'm in a straight right now. I kind of need what you got right there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out which direction to run in. Amen. Yeah, the Lord done changed the message. I'm just trying to get the connection. Amen. Thank you, Brenda.
It's always great that she's going to step into your message.
No.
You will hold on.
Hey, this is the Lord's service. I want Him to have the preeminence. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord done told me what to preach. I'm trying to find the verse. Yeah.
I just really appreciate that song. It was sung at my son's funeral.
Bless you. Bless you, Brenda. Mm-hmm.
I know we're dancing that today.
Bless you. Amen. Bless you, Lord. Maybe I can find this verse.
No, we're not supposed to have any doubts.
Bless her.
Not a doubt.
Bless you, Brenda.
Down and out, like Carolyn.
Bless her. Bless her.
But God's there for us.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
We got it.
We just got to ask Him, sis. We just got to ask Him.
He'll strengthen that heart.
I want to say one more thing before she sings.
Well, good.
I don't know if anybody felt the Spirit in here last Sunday that I felt or not, but you know what? The Spirit was so strong in here last Sunday morning that I believe that anybody could have walked up on that porch and they got saved. That's how strong that Spirit was in here last Sunday. I watched this program over again and got as big a blessing out of the second time as I did sitting in it last Sunday morning. If any of you hadn't pulled this last Sunday's message up, you need to do it and just get the same blessing that I got from it. I tell you what, that Spirit was strong, you could cut it with a knife.
Amen.
That's how strong it
bless
was.
Bless Him, Lord. Amen, Brother Ed.
I shouted all over Houser Road.
Amen.
Dark night in Egypt.
Bless you, Brenda.
A fearful time had come.
Yeah.
For one little Hebrew boy who was his father's first son.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
fact that she said they sung that song at her son's funeral. I conducted that funeral. I'm glad God's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. I'm glad He helps us down here.
Yes.
And I tell you what, if it wasn't for the Lord, we'd give up.
Yeah.
But He gives us everything we have need of in this life. We do well, amen, to use what God gives us. Amen. I appreciate the singing this morning. Brother Danny sung that song, He Rules the Earth. And you know, they don't want Him to rule, but He's going to rule.
Yeah, right.
And you know, they say, we'll not have this man rule over us, yet He's still going to. Amen.
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 Oh my. I'll tell you, it took me just a little bit. Lord changed the message on me, and I ain't got no problem with that. I'm just a messenger boy anyway.
Amen.
But we want to take our attention this morning to Matthew chapter number 21. And we want to read a few verses here, starting in verse 1. We're going to do our best to yield to God and let Him have His way in His service. Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying, go unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me.
Yeah.
And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway He will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. Whew. Meek.
Bless him, Lord. Bless
him. And send upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass.
Yeah.
And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and set him their own. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And now we'll stop our reading right there. And we want to preach today on verse number two about an ass tied. Father, we thank You for changing the message.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray these people understand I'm just a messenger boy.
Yes.
Must yield to Thy beckoning. One day I'll give an account of everything I've said and done. And Lord, I'm at a terrible loss. I don't have a note or a jot or a tittle. I'm just praying, God, You'll preach to me and through me, get praise, honor, and glory. For Lord, it's Thine. I thank You for counting me faithful, putting me in the ministry. But I confess before these people and before You how unable I'm able to do anything without Your help. And I pray You put Your blessings on our efforts today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I preached last Sunday on bondage out of John chapter 11, where Jesus called Lazarus from the grave and He said, loose him and let him go. We were preaching again on bondage, but I was really stirred in this direction by the Holy Spirit, because we're so close to Easter, so close to the Passover.
Yeah.
And Jesus, you know, He so deserved honor and glory. And honor and glory is given unto Him for this brief moment of time. I mean, if there ever was one that deserved praise, it was him.
Amen.
He was meek and lowly. He came and ministered to those that were hurting and those that were bruised and those, you know, that wept. He was the tender hand that come. He was the friend of sinners. What an accusation.
Yes.
They accused him of being a friend of sinners, and he could not deny it. I'm glad he was a friend of this sinner. Amen. I tell you, he knows any way. He knows how wicked any way was. And you know what? As wicked as I was, God still saved sinners. And he saved even the chiefest of sinners. And I fell pretty close to that mark right there. I'm telling you right now, I wasn't no little sinner. I was a big sinner. Amen. But praise God, he's a big Savior. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hey, he's able to save to the uttermost, from the guttermost, all that come to him. He didn't make him two tries, Joanne. Hey, he got it the first time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, it's the greatest thing I know for anybody to have. It's the blessed peace of God and the joy unspeakable of being saved. I'm glad the count's been settled. I felt like a criminal on the run wondering when I was going to get caught. Go ahead now. Hey, it's on the blood. Hallelujah. I settled the count long ago. Amen. Poor Sandy, bless her heart, it fell on her first. She was the first fruits.
Yeah.
She humbled her heart to God.
Amen.
And gave her heart to Jesus. It kind of like had a ripple effect, a domino effect.
Yeah.
When Sandy got saved, well, listen, my wife been married to a drunk for 13 years. What do you think? She said, Eddie, did you hear about Sandy getting saved? And buddy, I got my attention quick. Her husband was my drinking buddy. What do you think? Yeah, I wanted to hear about that. What am I going to do when I'm married?
Amen.
Amen. And I drove over at their house, and to this day I don't know what they're talking about. I do know they know Eddie Wade come barging in their house, and here's what I said. I told her husband Barry, I said, I want to talk to you right now. And I'm going to guess she probably went back there and locked the door. I don't know. But I got her husband outside. I think I was in an international scout. Some kind of contraption I drove a little everything. And I had a cooler full of beer in there. And I told Barry, I said, I heard about your wife getting saved. See, I'm that ass that's tied, Doug. I'm tied. And you know, even though I'm tied, I don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Even though I'm in bondage, I don't want to admit it. I'm trying to somehow get around it, trying to somehow, you know, talk it off, drink it off, ignore it. I'm telling you, I didn't want to come to terms with it. But Sandy got saved.
Amen.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
God always starts somewhere.
That's right.
Now, this little old church, I've done watched it grow, and I'm convinced it's going to grow more and more and more.
Amen.
Well, that's kind of like the way this was. It started with little Sandy. I don't know what she was talking to her husband Barry about, but I got a feeling it had something to do with him getting in church, amen. Although Eddie Wade stopped up and thought, I'll take care of this, I'll disrupt all of this. And so I got him outside, and I talked about her like a dog, but in a nice way. I said, I heard your wife got saved. I said, won't be long, they'll be having you in church. Seems like God always starts with a woman, but anyway. It started with Sandy, and the ripple come my way.
Yeah.
And then it kind of like a ping pong ball went this way and that way. It wasn't too long. Barry got saved. I got saved first, and then Barry got saved, and then Andy got saved. But that's the way God does it. But it had to start somewhere. And it started with her. She gave her heart to Jesus.
Yeah.
And you know what? God had something to work with then.
Right.
I mean, over on, what was it, 124 Harwood Street? That's terrible anyway, so that wasn't it. And I had her husband out there. He was kind of like not wanting to be there, but no way to get out of it. And I'm ranting and raving. I'm cursing. I'm blaming God for everything that hadn't went my way. Hello?
Yeah.
That'd be a good time to say amen back there, James. Amen. I mean, I'm charging God foolishly. I'm saying, you know what? There ain't nothing to that. And you know what? I'm going fishing tomorrow. And if you want to go, you can go. If you don't, the blank with you. I'm going. Whether you go or not. That's kind of way we are.
Amen.
Yes, we make plans, but if you notice, most time they don't include God. My plans didn't include God. And I'm glad God included me in His plans. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I'm tied. I'm tied to a post, to a bondage of drinking, and only He can set me free. And I don't even know I am tied. I don't even want to be free, but I need to be free. But He's the one that's got to do it.
That's right.
I kind of like name of the leper.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, I can just do it myself. Naaman, he come up in all his pride and pomp and come up from the prophet's house. The prophet sent a little servant up there to him. He said, go down and wash in Jordan seven times. Not Jordan, but go down and wash in Jordan seven times. Thou shalt be clean. And he got big and mad. Said, not are not the rivers in Damascus better than the rivers of Jordan?
Yeah.
And Jordan was muddy that time.
Yeah.
But anyway, make a long story short, he got mad.
Yeah.
And his servant said, if he'd asked you to do some great thing, wouldn't you have done it? Why not just go wash and be clean? I mean, Naaman's a leper. He's tied to leprosy. And you know what he did? He went down and dipped seven times in his flesh, become like a baby again. He wouldn't come up there and give God praise. Well, anyway, I'm tied. I'm tied to sin.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Right.
I'm trying to ignore it. I'm bragging. I'm kind of in denial. God got Sandy saved. I'm telling my cousin, I'm going fishing tomorrow. I'm glad God bigger than me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Man, that's right.
As tied as I was, Brother Mitchell, I wasn't tied to where He couldn't release me.
That's right.
But He was the only one who could release me.
Mm-hmm.
So that next morning, I'm still drunk from the night before, and this is somewhat of a testimony, but it goes good with this message. Mm-hmm. Somewhat drunk from the night before, when I left their house that night, I can't think of anything that I didn't say that I shouldn't have said. I'm pretty sure I covered all the bases, but I left that night, Miranda, and I was driving kind of like you, except I was cleaning like a stop car, or like a slot car going around a slot track. I cleaned this ditch at a while, and that ditch at a while, but it got me home. I got home. And next morning, I got up, and I'm still wobbly headed. And I'm getting dressed to go fishing, Brenda. And the bedroom door opens up, a little eight-year-old boy walked in there with his drunk daddy.
Mm.
I wish that had never happened. But you know what? That was what I needed.
Yeah.
God knew it's tied. And His will was to get me free. I didn't understand the bondage. I didn't understand what it would take to get me free. But He's helping me, amen.
Hey.
That little eight-year-old boy come up to his drunk daddy and asked his drunk daddy, little old lip quivering, tears dripping off of both cheeks. He said, Daddy, will you please go to church with me today? And I'll tell you all this. That was 33 years ago. I didn't want to hear that. I just needed to hear it.
That's right.
I didn't want to do what he asked me to do. I just needed to do it. I'll just tell you in honest terms, I know how to put it in.
Right. Amen.
I saw the real Eddie Wade. And I've been looking in my mirror for 34 years. I'm kind of like the Fonz. You know, I didn't see no problem. I see something now, but praise God, I ain't worried about it now. I've been married 45 years. It ain't like, you know, I need to worry about getting a girlfriend or nothing. I've been married for the love of my life for 45 years. And if she was in hell, I'd have her with me here today. But anyway, I saw the real Eddie Wade. You know, I was praying one time, and just haphazardly praying. But as I'm throwing words out there, somehow, Doug, these words come out of my mouth, and I don't know how they did. But as I'm praying, I'm saying, Lord, forgive me for all the times that I've been less than Your expectations of me. Now, that didn't come from just like my normal words. I don't know where that come from, but I will tell you this. When it come out of my mouth, the reality of what I just said set in, and I didn't say anything for about an hour. I wept. Sometimes we need to see ourselves as we really are.
Right.
Sometimes a mirror can help you. Sometimes, you know, maybe somebody else can help you. But that day, God helped me.
Amen.
I just, you know, we pray prayers, but we don't really pay attention to what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lord, forgive me, bless me, deliver me. That day I said, Lord, forgive me for all the times that I've been less than your expectations of me and what I said.
Yeah.
But it fell on me hard. Mm-hmm. And I wept for a long time because I realized I needed help with that.
That's right.
I want to be the best. He deserves the best. I do want to walk before Him in the beauty of holiness. I do want to set the standard where it needs to be. But even saved, you can get tied. Even saved, you can get. What am I trying to say here? You can get a wander around and somewhat, you know, bewildered as to where you're at and who you are and what you need to do and who you need to be.
When
those words come out of my mouth, Rita, I realize how profound what I said really was. Less than his expectations of me. That day I saw the real anyway. Every now and then it's good to get an update. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Times of refreshing got in the presence of the Lord. He must have been pretty close that day.
Yeah.
But anyway, my son, he asked me to go to church with him that day, and I was pinned. Even though I was tired, I want you to know this boy had the solution to my dilemma, and God was working through him. He said, little child, lead him. And anyway, this little boy come up to me like David come up to Goliath and knocked some bark off my head. I fell down to my knees. I looked my little boy in the face, and I said, of course, Daddy, go to church for you today. All you dads out there need to listen.
Yeah.
Your son loves you. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6, the glory of the children are their fathers. They look up to their dad. They think their dad hung the moon. They think their dad can whoop anybody's dad. I'm just telling you, they look up to you. That little boy, hey, he looked up to his daddy. Hey, he wanted his daddy to get saved. He wanted his daddy to go to heaven. Amen. When he asked me to go to church that day, Brother Mitchell, I was in over my head.
Amen.
Choked on the word, probably bit about each off my tongue, but I said, of course, Daddy, go to church here today. I didn't want to say that. I didn't. He went running down the hall, Mama, Mama, Daddy's going to church with me today. And I'm back here in World War III with the devil. You know what he said? You've done it now.
Yeah.
You've done it now. Well, I'm going to try to wrap this up real close here. I went to church that day, and I heard for the first time the word of God. I heard a preacher preach a message that day on every idle word that men speak, they shall give account of in the day of judgment.
Right.
Now that fell on me. I mean, I thought he's preaching to me and me only, but there was a lot of people there that day. But I'll tell you, it fell on me hard. Because I had a filthy mouth, filthy mind. And you know what? I was filthy altogether. I mean, everything about me was filthy. God loved me.
Right.
He gave me space to repent, Brenda.
Yeah.
He's working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. I don't understand it, but He's working.
That's right.
Amen. He's going to finish the work.
Right.
So here I am in bondage. I've done blamed everybody there's blamed. And I'm as good as everybody else in my own eyes. But in the eyes of God, but I've come short. Way short.
Amen.
Like I said, that day I heard that preacher preach. If nothing else, he convinced me I was lost.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And you know what? You say what you want to about preaching. I'll tell you this. The preaching will get the job done. If the preacher will preach, the preaching that God mentioned to preach.
Amen.
So anyway, I went to church that day. I got under conviction that day. And listen, I didn't get saved. I wanted to. When they sung Just As I Am without one plea, it's like my feet was in concrete like the devil nailed them to the floor. I'm sitting there, you know, but anyway, even if I went forward, I didn't know what to do.
Amen.
I'm in a terrible shape today.
Amen.
I know I'm lost. I know I'm going to hell. And I know I need to get saved.
Mm-hmm.
I'd worked with a man, Wendell Shaw, for about 20 years. Wendell always tried to talk to me about the Lord, but I didn't want to hear it. This is too busy. I don't want to hear that. Save it for somebody else. So anyway, Wendell and I, you know, we like to hunt arrowheads together. And that brought us together. Even though I wasn't like him, even though I didn't want to really be around him, that arrowhead everything kind of brought us together. Me and Donnie, we hung our heads. We still got it bad. Anyway, it's amazing how God worked through Sandy, and then worked through our heads. So I'm going out there to Donnelly's to find Wendell Shaw because he's always wanted to tell me how to be saved, but I was never interested before, amen. Brother James. I'm interested now.
Amen.
So I go out there, there's over 10 acres underneath the roof out there at all of Donnelly's sons, and I'm looking frantically for Wendell Shaw. And everybody's busy. Jason, they said, look, Eddie, we're busy. We don't know where he is. We ain't got time. We got to get a job done. Leave us alone. Somebody finally said, I think he's in the foreman's office. And he was. He was in the foreman's office in there with Wendell Shaw. Wendell was in the foreman's office with Jimmy Hurston. And I went in there, and I imagine this, I'm a lost man. They're in the foreman's office, the door's shut. They're talking about printing. I opened the door and walked in there in my audacity. I said, I don't care what neither one of y'all's talking about. I'm lost. I'm going to hell. I need somebody to tell me how to be saved. It'd been a good time to take a picture of them men's face. They looked at me like a calf looking at a new gate, like, is this for real? You get good and lost, you'll get as desperate as I was that day.
Amen.
God was loosening the coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been tied for a long time, Sandy. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Jimmy, bless his heart, he quoted three or four Bible verses to me. Bible said the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them they're foolish. It just kind of went over my head, but yet it didn't.
Right.
It planted a seed. And Wendell saw it had no effect on me. And he said, Eddie, I want us to go outside right now. And we walked outside in the hall between the bathroom and the foreman's office. People brushing our shoulders on both sides. And he said, Eddie, I want to tell you something. Now, this is real simple. He said, Eddie, Jesus loves you.
That's right.
He said, Eddie, Jesus wants to save you.
Right.
He said, Eddie, Jesus is just waiting for you to ask him to save you. He said, I want to give you an illustration. Simple illustration. He said, Eddie, if your little boy had done something wrong and he come, you said, Daddy, I'm sorry. He said, Eddie, what would you do? I said, I'd get saved. He said, good. He said, that's all that, I forgive him. He said, that's all you need to do with God. Tell him you want to get saved. And then the light came on.
Amen.
And when I say the light came on, then I realized God would save me.
Yeah.
You see, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's rewarded them diligently seeking. Now I knew what to do.
Amen.
I just had to do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm in a hurry to drive home, and I go home like Miranda. I don't think the wheels touch the ground. But I got the 9000 Ebony Road, and I run all the way to the back of that house, to the back bedroom, shut the door, knelt down there. And you know what? He's rich in mercy to all that call upon him.
Yeah.
Here I am, a tied colt to, the bondage that I can't get free. Sandy's already free. She kind of got the ball rolling.
Yeah.
I kneeled down and I said, dear Lord, somebody told me you love me. Somebody told me that if I would ask you,
amen,
you'd forgive me my sins and you saved my soul. I said, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking you to save me. Guess what happened?
That's right. Amen.
Saved you.
I better believe it. I saved so fast I didn't see it happen. I thought it was going to take years.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a seven-step program.
Yeah, right.
He saved me so fast, Mitchell, I had to go over and look in the mirror.
Amen.
I thought maybe I was going to have a halo, still had the horns. I went over and looked in the mirror. I look the same as I do right now. Well, I was a little younger back then.
Yeah.
I look the same as I did before I knelt down. But I can tell you this, there was something different in here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then I understood what Sandy
said. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I kind of wish he kind of took some of that out and just gave it to me so I have an idea. Psalms 34 verse 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And she said, Eddie, you need to try some of this. This is good. By the way, she makes the best Mexican hamburger I know of. She called us down to make a Mexican hamburger, and I was in the driveway before she hung the phone out. Eating about five of them, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I got saved. I wanted to tell Sandy. I said, Sandy, I got saved. You know what Sandy told me? She said, I want my husband saved. I want you to talk to him.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Now here I am. I just got saved. When she said that, I had to admit it. There was the illustration coming up my back.
Yeah.
Not only mine, Barry's too. I think he understood what was going on. See, he's still tied. We're both loose. We're both free. I got Barry. I said, Barry, let's go outside. I want to talk to you. I mean, he was standoffish. We went outside his house out there. You know what I told him, Jerry? I said, Barry, you know I love you, don't you? He said, yeah. I said, Barry, you know I'd do anything in the world for you, don't you? He said, yeah. I mean, I could tell he's bristling up. I said, there's one thing, Barry, I want you to do that I can't do for you. I want you to get saved.
Amen.
And you know what?
Yeah.
He said, I'll do it. You know, it does sound
praise
simple.
The Lord.
But there is a little bit more to it. Even though my testimony sounds simple, there's a little bit more to it than that.
Oh, that's right.
He started going to church with Sandy.
Amen.
And I'm calling, do you get saved? He said, no, no. And I'm calling, do you get saved? No, no. And I went a little further. I said, I got one thing I want to ask you. I said, will you come to church with me this Sunday? He said, I'll do it. That kind of surprised me. But when he pulled me in the parking lot over, I went over to shake his hand, tell my daddy, tell him, you know what he told me to do? He said, I've done, you know Barry, don't you? He said, I've done what you told me to do. He said, now won't you do something for me? I have to admit, that took some wind out of my head. He said, if God wants to save me, he said, I want God to do it. I don't want nobody to come to me, get me by the hand, no. Come and help me. No, if God wants to save me, he said, let the Lord do it.
Amen.
I have to admit, my faith level went way down. Way down. We went in that little church that day. I never heard my preacher preach no better in all his life. But Barry asked me not to say or do nothing. I'm sitting right beside Barry, and I mean tears running off my cheeks like Niagara Falls. I don't know if Sandy remembers this or not, but I'm sitting right there beside him, and he told me not to say or do nothing. I'm sitting there, and I mean, I'm in my spirit. I'm saying, Lord, save Barry. Save him. He's here today. Save him, save him, save him. And they got done. Rick preached the best I ever heard him preach. They sung, yes, I am. That one plea, best I ever seen. You know what? Barry didn't go forward. He said, if God wants me saved, I want God to do it. Now here I am in my mind, I'm thinking, Lord, he's here. There's no better time than now.
Yeah, that's right.
Rick's done. Sonya's done. Barry's still standing there, nothing. The piano player at Bethel Baptist Church has never given one testimony her entire life, as far as I know. And Joyce Gosser raised her hand, and we about all passed out. She said, I'd like to give a testimony. I mean, I'm like, Rick, you're kidding, right? You want to give a testimony? She never says nothing. She said, my neighbor had a heart attack. And she said, I saw the ambulance pull up there, and they loaded him up, took him to the hospital. She said, a preacher went to the hospital and talked to him about his soul. And here's what he said. You know how it is when you get down there close to death, you want to bargain a little bit.
Yeah.
Like Larry Vivert did to me.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. Larry Vivert died.
Yeah.
I want to tell you this about Larry Vivert. When he had his heart attack, I went out to the hospital to see him. And I thought he's already dead. I mean, blood's coming out of his ears, coming out of his eyes, his nose, his mouth. And I'm weeping over Larry Vivert. He won't mind me telling this. He done passed away, as far as I know. He could have got saved in the fleeting moments of life. But as far as I know, he didn't. But I'll let God be the judge of that.
Yeah.
But I'm weeping over Larry, and he comes to scare me and him both together as I'm praying over Larry. I said, Lord, why didn't you let him get saved? Why didn't you let him live long enough to get saved? He come to, and I mean, he kicked back, I kicked back, and Larry said, pray to God that he let me live, and he said, I'll come to church and get saved. That was like 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. He never did come forward. Every time I seen Larry, I said, Larry, mm-hmm. you still coming? Oh yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, he come to church. I think six people was carrying him, but he came. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, this man, Sister Joyce Gosser, she said, preacher come out to the hospital to see him. And that man said, pray to God, let me live, and I'll come to church and get saved. That preacher couldn't wait to pray that prayer, Danny.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, you heard this man, let him live. He wants to get saved. And man got out of the hospital, Mitchell. And the preacher, boy, he couldn't wait till Sunday.
Amen.
And Sunday got there and the man didn't show up. And the preacher went to his house and said, hey, I thought you was going to be at church Sunday. He said, I'll be there next Sunday. And Joyce Gosser said the next day the hearse pulled up to his front porch and loaded his body up and took it to the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
When she gave that testimony,
that's right.
My pastor, he got a lot of discernment. I like my pastor. He's pretty much always right on target. He said, is there anybody here that would raise your hand and ask us to sing one more verse of Invitational Hymn. And I know we're still, Lord, please save Barry. Please save Barry. And I'm saying it. I mean, Barry don't know I'm saying this. I don't think Sandy did, but she'd probably be in agreement when we both praying that he'd get saved. But I will tell you this, out of the corner of my eye, I saw Barry Ford's hand go up.
Wow.
And when Barry Ford's hand went up, he stepped out and went to the altar. And I'm right behind him. I can't get a word out. I just got my hand on his back. I'm crying.
Amen.
And you know what? Barry got saved.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Now Sandy got saved first. Then Eddie Wade got saved. Can you imagine the crown God's going to put on her head?
Yeah.
Jordan? Here she is. And you know, this is her fruit. She got saved.
Amen.
Don't tell me God can't use you.
Yeah.
Sandy got saved.
Amen.
Now Barry's saved. We went outside. I was going to tell Barry. I said, Barry, I'm so glad you got saved. You know what he told me? He said, I don't know what happened. He said, I didn't want to raise my hand up. I was wanting a cigarette. Next thing I know, my hand went up. And I said, praise God. I'll take it any way I can get it. That's what he said. He said, I don't know what happened. I didn't even raise my hand. Next thing I know, it is up. But somehow God got to help a man. You know what I mean?
Amen.
That's right.
Boy, me and Barry had a lot of good talk after that. It changed. Didn't cuss as much as he did before. Matter of fact, he pretty much got to where he didn't cuss at all. I let one slip every now and then. I mean, I ain't perfect.
No.
My halo don't even fit on her sideways, much less straight.
Right.
But you know what? I'm glad grace. I'm glad I can be forgiven. The Bible said I would not have you be ignorant. No, that ain't what I'm trying to quote. My little children, I would not that you sin. But if you do, we got an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's never lost a case.
That's right.
Yeah, when you do mess up, it's not over. What you need to do, we'll confess our sins. He's faithful and just forgive us our sins. I didn't fly real high when I first got saved, but I didn't crash land either. I made a lot of poor takeoffs.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now,
yeah.
I didn't stay grounded.
No,
an eagle's made to fly.
That's right.
If an eagle hits the ground and stays on the ground, it'll die. You know why?
Yeah.
Because it can't hunt. And all of its fellow eagles, the Bible said, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such one spirit of meekness. Consider yourself, lest you also be tempted. But them other eagles will bring this eagle something to eat. They're trying to get him back in the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all stumble.
Absolutely, yep.
But I ain't in bondage no more. I'm a little jealous of Barry. He got there for a while, I did, but I'll catch up with him.
Amen. That's right.
I'm like Brother Ed. I kind of got a little mad at God. I talked to Barry four times that morning.
Yeah.
I thought it was an April Fool when Anthony called me and told me Barry had passed away. I said, Anthony, I ain't falling for that. He started crying. I said, I'm sorry, I'm on my way right now.
Yeah.
You see, this ain't eternal life here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14, says here we have no continuing city.
Right.
Well, Brother Eddie ain't going to be here forever.
That's right.
I'm just going to be here for a little while. As a matter of fact, the Bible said, our life's but a vapor to appear for a little while. Just going to be here a little while.
Yeah,
but praise God where I'm going, Brother James. I'm going to be there forever.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, a lot of people are in bondage right now. I'm preaching about bondage right now.
Yeah.
But Jesus can set them free.
Yes,
he can. See, get them to Jesus.
Yes.
They can get free.
Yes, they can.
I don't know no one else can set people free. You know what they do nowadays? They take them to the doctor. Hey, now they'll prescribe this and they'll prescribe that, this procedure, that procedure, this surgery, that surgery. Mm-hmm. They end up worse than it was before they ever even went. And my wife would probably fit that description pretty good. I would to God that she put more faith in God and more confidence in God than she does in doctors and pills and procedures. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I believe she'd be better off, but that's her decision. I don't even really... I don't really argue with her much about it because that is her decision. I respect her decision.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I'm going to make my decisions. And if I do make the wrong decision, I guess I'll pay the price for it.
Right.
I'm glad I'm not in bondage no more.
Amen.
I'm glad, praise God, the liberty where Christ makes free. The Bible said all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. What that means is, some things I can do, but I don't need to do. If y'all saw Brother Eddie smoking a big cigar like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I come in and tried to preach, and you know, I'm coughing, and I can't even get my breath to preach, listen, that's Brother Eddie's fault. He shouldn't have never put a firewood in and a food on the oven because of the consequences of that. There's a price for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Or maybe Brother Eddie got caught, and he can't even stand up because he's drunk. You know, really, it takes years to make a testimony.
Yes.
1 second to lose
right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I was telling the men before y'all got here this morning about a preacher friend of mine whom I've got the utmost great respect for, and I won't mention his name because there's more here, but I did mention his name this morning. But he run off with a younger lady. I'm talking about an evangelist. Pastor of a church, doing a great work, great preacher, loved him to death. Lost his wife, lost his church, lost his testimony. Been a factor now, like Samson, grinding in the mill. Don't tell me it don't cost nothing. He's still going to heaven.
It does.
Can you imagine going to heaven and have a given account to God? When I look at all the big men, Samson that failed, King David, the man after God's heart that failed, his son King Solomon that God loved, and his son Solomon loved the Lord, every one of them failed because they didn't put the standard where it needed to be.
That's right.
To keep it. Now, you that are here this morning, old Brother Eddie, I love you. Don't get in bondage.
Right.
If you do, come talk to me about it.
Right.
We'll pray about it. My cousin called me yesterday. Her name was Lisa Ford before she got married. She married a Barry, what's his name?
Williams?
No, the conservationist. You been talking about Barry?
I don't know.
I can't think of his last name, but she called me yesterday and she's come down with cancer, and it's the worst kind.
Amen.
And I can't remember her last name, but her husband, a good friend of mine and Sandy's first husband, Barry Ford, we talked a lot. But anyway, she called me yesterday and she said, Brother Eddie, I'm saved. And she said, the Lord's going to take care of me. I said, I'm going to tell you, Lisa, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask the church to pray for you. Listen, I don't understand all in this life, but I did give her one verse. I said, Lisa, I want you to look this one verse up. I said, it'll help you. That one verse is Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1. The righteous perish just like everybody else.
Right.
I heard Carolyn's testimony about the people passed away this week. All the difference is we go to heaven. The righteous perish, and merciful men are taken away.
Yeah.
Here's why this verse is in there, Brenda. They're taken away from the evil that's to come.
Yeah, right.
I had a daughter who got killed in a car wreck, May the 30th, 1995. She only lived 17 1 week. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
But from the evil that was to come.
Mm-hmm.
You see, God sees a bigger picture than you and I see. I see now. But he sees all.
Amen.
And he thought it might be better to bring this little tender plant on home than for her to go through what was on her plate or on the road of life.
Right.
You see, we just don't know. I just know one thing. God knows all things.
That's right.
He had a better plan for my daughter. He had a better plan for my other daughter.
Yeah.
He's got a better plan for you and a better plan for me.
That's right.
But if you do get in trouble, you either call old Brother Eddie, or you come to Brother Eddie because I love you, and we'll take it to God.
Right.
And we'll pray about it.
Amen.
You know, it's kind of good that I was a big sinner because I can relate. Mm-hmm. It's kind of good that our Savior, who knew no sin, was made sin for us that we might be made the righteous of God. He was tempted in all ways as we are, yet without sin. I want you to know he can truly say he's touched by the feelings of our infirmities.
Amen.
Because, buddy, he came down here to set some sinners free. Amen.
Amen.
If you got any bondage today, Do something about it. Don't stay in it. Don't live in it. Don't ignore it. Say, Brother Eddie, I've got something I need to get off my back.
Yeah.
And you and I, we'll take it to the Lord. He'll set you free from
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the help. Thank you for the message.
Yes.
Lord, I want you to have the preeminence always. Thank you, Lord, for all you do. Lord, no doubt you meant this message to someone. I see through a glass darkly. I see in part. I know in part. I never know, Lord, what you're doing. But I realize when you changed the message, you was up to something. I pray you have your way in this service. Even on the internet, Lord, I pray you'll have your way. I pray people call old Brother Eddie or come to old Brother Eddie and say, Brother Eddie, can we talk? I've got bondage in my life. I've got something holding on to me.
Yes.
They don't need it. And I pray, God, you'll help. Help them to come forward. Help them, Lord, I pray, to do something about the bondage. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Like that, everybody stand. Well, I get Brother Jerry, if you would, please. Sister Sharon. Just a verse of invitation to him. You may not need to do anything. But if you do need to do anything, I'm here. I'll pray with you. We'll pray together. God can do all things. He